soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, it'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Well, good evening. Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of thoughts of lack or limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us with all their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you're in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about the real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Mahatma Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe, and that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show, and that's the truth of your life. And that is how we start off this evening, knowing absolutely without any question that you are in control, I am in control. It is our lives, it is exactly what we make of them, and it is the truth of our existence. We have been talking long and hard about the movie The Secret and the Law of Attraction. And there are some things that I think probably I want to cover this evening before we get further into our discussion about the Law of Attraction and why we have trouble activating it. The reasons are many. Most of them are actually pretty simple. But they are there, and they need to be talked about, and we need to go into them. They're things I cover in my coaching practice with my clients. I think they're things that everybody can learn a little bit from. They can help us all develop a sense of knowing that we can use this law for a greater good for ourselves and for everyone around us. The call-in number for this evening is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'm looking forward to some conversation this evening. Once again, this is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll be back in a few.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams.
And we're back.
Every new election, we reach another low.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. I want to touch on a little bit of housekeeping. So before we get started here tonight, you know, I'm sure that we are in our pledge drive. We would love to have some support from our listeners out there. And if you are enjoying what you hear on Republic Broadcasting Network, and particularly if you're enjoying what I have to say, we would love to hear from you and see if maybe you might like to help us out with a little donation. If you are would like to call in, please call 1-800-724-2719. After 6 o'clock Central Time, which obviously it is now, use extension 115. If you want to call during the daytime, before 6 o'clock Central, use extension 116. That's 1-800-724-2719, extension 115. Or you can go right to our website, www.republicbroadcasting.org, and use your Visa or MasterCard or whatever, and go and use PayPal to make a donation with your credit card. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, there's always the good old-fashioned way. Put an old-fashioned stamp on an old-fashioned envelope and write an old-fashioned check and send it to Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. That's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. That's Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. As always, we greatly appreciate your support, and thank you very much. The call-in number for my show is 1-800-313-9443. And I thought maybe we'd start a little bit tonight with reasons, some of the reasons why we don't get the things that we're looking for, reasons that block us from just getting the desires of our life, the things that we really truly want. We know that we've got the positive intentionality. We know that we've put out there into the universe the thought that this is something we truly, truly desire. And then there is just seems to be this lag, this space where nothing seems to happen. The thought goes out into the universe, and sometimes we feel like the universe is ignoring us. And there's reasons for those things, and the reasons almost always start with us. In fact, not almost always, they always do start with us. They end with us. There are almost always situations of blockage. There are other reasons, but more often than not, they're, again, I'm using this word a lot here, they're almost always thoughts of lack and limitation. We have ourselves so thoroughly ensconced in a universe that is not abundant, a universe where it's a zero-sum game, where what I get, someone else doesn't get, or what you get, I can't have. And we believe that there is something missing, that we don't have something. As long as we are in that space, as long as we are stuck believing that we don't have something, and really anything, when we're stuck there, our chances of manifesting the good that we want in our lives are just not going to happen, because there is a huge space that we need to fill up. And the way we fill that up is with gratitude. Gratitude we talk about a lot here. I believe gratitude is the alpha and omega of having everything that you want in this life. You are grateful and you will have. You are not grateful and you will be stuck with what you have now. And the reason for that is very simple. If you are not grateful, it is because somewhere inside you truly believe that you are missing something, that something is lacking, that there's something you don't have. And as long as you are in that space, you will continue to experience that thought of a missing piece or that belief in a missing piece. What I do with my coaching clients is the first thing we start with is a gratitude journal. And a gratitude journal has the effect of moving your thought processes away from pieces being missing and moves it into acknowledging and affirming the things that you do have in your life. And if you put your mind there, if you stay focused on what you do have and are grateful for all of it, then you are opening up the space for more to come to you. It goes back to, and there's science behind this. This is not just some, a lot of people think this is some kind of new agey stuff, and to be honest with you, nothing that I say, nothing that I do has anything to do with, quotes, new age. My whole philosophy, all the metaphysical beliefs that I have come from what's known as the New Thought Movement, which started way back with Thoreau and Emerson and guys like that, and we'll talk about that in future shows. But the science behind all of this is about the neural net in your brain. The neural net in your brain is the connections that we make via our constant thinking. Now, we know scientifically that 80 to 85% of all the thoughts we have every day, and there are hundreds of thousands of thoughts that go through your head every day, we know that 80 to 85% of them are the same thoughts you had yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. So what happens is when you have these recurring thoughts over and over again, you create neural connections in your brain. And those connections, you've heard me say before, if they're positive, that's all great. If they're things that work for you, that's all wonderful. But too often, those connections are the negative thoughts that we have day in and day out. Again, those thoughts of lack, those thoughts of limitation that are preventing us from getting our good. Those create neural connections, those thoughts. And those neural connections become our default thinking. Default thinking, in my reference, is the place we go when we don't want to be responsible, when we don't feel like being, like taking charge of anything, when we would rather wallow in victimhood and do the woe is me thing. We go to our default thinking, and that's when you get stuck into that old neural net that you've created years, over years and years and years. Now, there's only one way to change that neural net, and very simply, it is, in the words of Ernest Holmes, it's change your thinking and change your life. And the way you do that is to start an entirely new thinking process. I've spoken to this a little bit at times. I have a system. My system is, I'm sure, every guru on the planet has a different name for this system, because I think probably everybody who's trying to get you to change the way you live your life has got some system to help you move in that direction. But I think mine is really very simple, and it's called catch and correct. And by catch and correct, I mean you take a part of your personality or a part of your behavior that doesn't work for you anymore, that it's not something you want to do anymore, and you make a conscious decision, I'm no longer going to do this. And at that point, you start to recognize every single time that this behavior pops up. And when this behavior pops up, you catch yourself and you make a mental correction. You don't make a big deal out of it. There's no jumping up and down. There's no scolding yourself. There's no getting mad at yourself because you're doing it again. Very simply, you make a correction and you say to yourself, I have already decided this is not working for me and I'm not going to do this anymore. And when you get to that point, you might even take a minute and forgive yourself for doing that old behavior, but then just move on. Now, if you've got a different behavior you'd like to substitute, go ahead and make note of the fact that I really would prefer to do this instead of that. And as you do that over time, you will find that your entire thought process changes. And when you catch yourself and correct yourself over and over and over again, some things you'll do it just a couple of times. Some things will take a couple of months. But as you do it over and over again, what you will do is create a new neural connection. And when you create that new neural connection, the old connection being in disuse will now separate, and you will have a whole new default thinking. And as I said earlier, your default thinking, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative thing. Your default thinking can be positive. It can be positive if you create it that way. Now, I have an example in my own personal life that I use all the time. I give this to my coaching clients so they understand exactly what I'm talking about. Mine goes back a half a dozen or 7 or 8 years. I'm not sure how long ago it was. But it's the very simplest example I have in the world. When people ask you the question, how are you? And I always had the same kinds of answers that a lot of people do. Oh, same stuff, different day. Maybe I didn't say stuff, but, you know, those kind of semi-negative answers or non-committal answers. What's the sense of complaining? Everybody else has their own complaints. I'm hanging in there. I'm staying alive. All those kinds of just kind of halfway thought processes or not so great processes, or even worse things, like someone says, how are you? And you say, I feel like hell, or I'm lousy, or something like that. Stop and ask yourself the question, what kind of a message is that putting out to the universe? And if I am to believe that the universe brings back to me exactly what I reflect out to it, then if I am reflecting this negativity out to it, what can I possibly expect to get back except negativity? So at some point, I decided I was no longer going to have that negative response to that simple question, how are you? And I started moving in a different direction. And I started saying, originally I said things like, it's another day in paradise. And then I started to say, I'm fabulous. Then I would say, I'm magnificent. Every once in a while, I get a lot of nerve, believing that I am a divine individuation of God. I would say, I'm showing God a good time. But that one takes a little nerve because people look at you like you're nuts. Although I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that look at your computer while I'm talking and you think that I'm nuts. But regardless, pay attention to what I'm saying here, because little by little, my whole thought process around that question, how are you, changed. And my default thinking at this point, half a dozen or 7 or 8 years later, my default thinking is to always have a positive answer. I never have a halfway answer or a negative answer to that question. Absolutely never. And is my life wonderful and magnificent all the time? No, it's not. Of course it's not. There are the glitches, but mostly there are just speed bumps in my life. But the truth is, when you start to believe when you start to change your languaging, you start to believe that because it becomes your default thinking. You start to recognize my life is magnificent. And on the days when it's not magnificent, it's merely just less than magnificent, which certainly is a whole heck of a lot better than it was years ago when I was putting out the whole negative vibe instead of something positive. So that's my simple example of how that works, where you can change your thought processes and completely change the neural connections in your brain. And as I'll repeat this, that is a scientific fact. That is not something that I'm making up for your benefit. That is the truth of how that all works. There are other parts of this maze, this thought process around why we don't activate the law and why we don't always get what we want. And a big part of that is recognition. Recognition is a truly key piece in how you live your life, and I think we don't recognize enough of what's going on around us or even with us. And as we get into paying attention to all of the circumstances of our lives, when we get into knowing exactly what is going on around us, then we have a much better chance of changing our thought processes or latching on to thought processes that are working. And again, it's just all in that recognition. I'm going to spend a few more minutes on that piece here. I think we're going to go to break here for a minute, and I'll talk to you in like 3 minutes.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left in.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams.
All right, then, we're back now.
We reach another low.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We were talking about activating the law of attraction in our lives and some of the things that prevent us from doing that. I had a couple of quotes I wanted to read to you here. I love this one. This is a Turkish proverb. No matter how far you have gone on the wrong road, turn back. Reminds me of that old joke about when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. That's a lot of what that Turkish proverb has to say. From Marcus Aeneas Seneca, a happy life is one which is in accordance with its own nature. And I think what is meant by that is very simply when you are in accordance with your own spiritual nature. And that is what we were talking about before we went to break. When we recognize the divine nature of our being, when we recognize our role in the creative process, then we can move ourselves in the direction of being in alignment with the flow of the divine and being in alignment with the things that we truly desire and what we really want. The recognition of the things that are keeping us from there, that are preventing us from getting into that space, is what is important in changing how we're thinking and how we're living our lives. Now, we talk about a lot of people out there are entrepreneurs. A lot of people are network marketers. Commission salespeople fall into this category. A lot of people just fall in this category simply whether they're in business or not. They just fall in this category when it comes to receiving the good that God has to offer them, that the Creator has for them. And it's about a worthiness issue. And I run into this all the time in my coaching practice. Constantly we come up against people who are not feeling worthy of receiving the good that the universe has to offer. And in that very grand statement right there, it breaks down to them not believing that they deserve to charge the money they're charging for their services, that they deserve to receive a decent wage for what they do, that they deserve to charge anyone, period, for what they do, or that they deserve to receive anything good that anyone offers to them. How many people out there, when someone offers you something, when someone does maybe just a random act of kindness to you, how many people out there just have trouble accepting that? How many of you just say, oh, no, I couldn't, or, oh, please, please, you don't have to do that? We hear that all the time. And there's an old, I think it's a Buddhist expression. In fact, it is a Buddhist expression that says when someone gives you a gift and you don't accept it, who does it belong to? And the truth is that God is the giver. And God is also the gift. Every single gift is a spiritual entity. And it is our, not only our right to accept it, it is our duty to accept it. And we all need to go back into somewhere in our past, I'm sure, your teachers, your parents, maybe an old boss, maybe an old boyfriend or girlfriend or a spouse. Somewhere along the line, there's someone who made us feel in some sense or another that we were not worthy of love, of money, of acceptance. You name it, we have somewhere along the line got blockages about worthiness. Getting to the source of that worthiness is one of the key pieces of what I do as a coach with my clients, and I find it probably 60 to 80% of the time with my clients, that is something that I'm dealing with. That is a problem that we have to overcome. And as long as you are not feeling worthy of something, you are not going to get anything more. That falls into that category of something we've talked about before as well called mental equivalence. If you have a picture that is as big as what you truly desire, then you have a chance that that is what you will manifest. But if you desire something that is way bigger than what you can even imagine, then there's no way that that's going to happen. And I guess the best example I always have for that is a money example. I don't like to fall back on money examples all the time because truly what we're talking about here is a greater expression of ourselves, and money becomes a part of that, a part of what we receive into our lives. But the picture is easy to draw if I talk to you in terms of you want to make $100,000 this year, but in your mind a lot of money is $500 a week, then your chances of manifesting a $100,000 job or lifestyle or opportunity are slim and totally non-existent because you don't have the ability to conceive it. That goes all the way back to Napoleon Hill and what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. That is a thought of mental equivalence. You must absolutely have a picture large enough. It's like it's the mold. Is what it is. The mental equivalent is the mold that you hold up to the divine, and as you are co-creating your life with spirit, that mold is what spirit will fill for you. And if you're going to the river with a thimble, don't expect to walk away with a bucket load of water. It's just not going to happen. So that's a huge reason why we run into blockages, another huge reason, I'm sorry, why we run into blockages on activating the law of attraction in our lives. Those are things I cover in my coaching practice. Those are things that are very common in my coaching practice is what I mean to say. And so I feel like those are things that everybody can use, or a lot of you can make use of and can put to practice in your lives and can relate to and can make a difference for you. I have another quote here from Jonathan Swift. May you live all the days of your life. And this one is one of my favorites here, and this is from Dr. Roger Teal. Your limitations are not holding you. You are holding them. That is absolutely 100% the truth of all limitations. They're not holding on to you. You're holding on to them. And so often, the truth of limitations is just a matter of putting them down and letting go of them and releasing them. And that will change your life. I think we give you lots of examples of how to do that around here. I would love to talk to people about examples you might have. I love stories of people overcoming limitations. If you have a story for me, please give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We are going to get back into our conversation about the law of attraction. We're going to take a break here momentarily, I believe, and then we will be back shortly. I'm looking here. I have another quote for you. What we call the secret of happiness is no more a secret than your willingness to choose life. We talk all the time about the fact that life is all choice. From the moment you get up in the morning until you go to bed at night, every single waking minute of every single day, you are at choice. To do what you need to do what you want to do what you have to do, it is all your choice. Don't ever believe that anybody on the planet is in control, that you are their victim, that you are somebody else's stooge, because it's all about you deciding to choose life, to be a part of life, to live your life. If you live your life in the present, you live your life in absolute eternity, because there is only the here and now. There is only this one golden, beautiful moment. Einstein proved the theory of relativity, that there really is no time or space. It's really just kind of a construct of mankind that lets us know where we are, when we are, but there really is no actual time and space. There is only the eternal now, and every single opportunity, every single circumstance, every single experience and outcome of your life is happening right now, right this very divine moment, and it is your choices that will denote the experiences that you have in your life. And what's the operative word there is choices. It is all about choice. It is all about you deciding what you want to do. In the area of everything in your life, if you want to experience unlimited growth, if you want to just grow in every direction to generate the most amazing solutions and blessings in your life, you need to learn to use the law of attraction at higher and higher levels, which usually requires that we discover more about ourselves so that we can grow. You can't grow from the space you're in. You can only grow from the space you create. And that space has to be, once again, part of that is about mental equivalence. But the mental equivalence in this regard is about who you are. It is about what you can become and the possibilities for your life. Sometimes you find yourself saying things like, I don't really know what I want. But so often what that really means is that we're not willing to do the work, that we don't want to do what's required to get any farther in our lives. And the only way we're going to get any farther is if we make that decision, as I said earlier, make that decision to move forward. Sometimes we're scared that we'll be disappointed by failure, or that we won't really feel that we're worthy of what we desire, that worthiness piece again. Other times when we say we don't really know what we want, it's because we don't believe that our dreams can manifest. We don't see any way that we can, that they can become the reality of our lives. The key, of course, is to focus on your goal, to focus on the one thing that you truly want, or the thing that is the object of your desire at the moment. Remember, we said a while back that the great acronym for focus is to follow one course until successful. I wish you'd all write that one down. Follow one course until successful is a great acronym for focus. And if you focus on your goal, and what you need to be careful of is to not get caught up in the how. The power that's working through the law is infinite in its ability to bring concepts, to bring ideas, to bring acceptances into form. So the law of attraction calls on us to set up a high watch, and it's a high watch on our thoughts, on our believing, on our interpretations of things, on our perceptions of our lives. It's about maintaining a guard on your thoughts. As Barry says in the song, It's What We're Thinking About, guard the garden of your mind, because it is in that garden where the weeds will get planted if you are not on guard, if you are not standing the high watch on your thoughts and your activities and what you believe, then that's where the weeds get planted, and there's no room then for the seeds to grow of your good intention. And too often, we allow ourselves to be controlled or to be dominated by what we view as what is. We just assume that things are the way they are. It's just the way it is. And that, and we start to believe that the circumstances that we view around us, or even worse, the circumstances that others tell us are what is, are the reality of life. And then the current conditions and situations are what we become, and they're what we focus our attention on. And remember this, always, that where attention goes, energy flows. So if your attention is on what you believe to be what is, if you think that everything is just simply the way it is and it's not going to change and it's all going to be the same, if you live in that space, that's never going to be any different for you. You're always going to be in the same situation. The definition of, remember the definition of insanity. It'll always be, that's what life will always be like for you. It'll be doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's what happens if you put your attention on what you believe is just what is. We need to shift our attention to what is possible. What we are seeking is seeking us. What is out there that is seeking your attention? What would you rather put your attention on, and what is out there that would rather have your attention than just the negativity, the circumstances of every day? More than worrying about what is, start contemplating what can be. Put more of your attention on the realm of possibilities. Excuse me. You can and you will accept that there is unlimited growth if you just simply ask yourself the question, can I accept that? Can I accept that unlimited growth is intended for me? Can you really believe that Spirit, God, or the universe intends for you to expand into every great expression of yourself and thus of itself? Because every expression of you is an expression of the divine. Every expression of that is an expression of you, that is an outpicturing of who and what you are, is an expression of God. It is an expression of the divine. Can you believe in all that? Can you make that possible in your mind? And the answer, of course, is yes, but it's about the work. It's about the mental work. And we've talked, and the mental work is just simply what you do on yourself for yourself. The catch and correct system we talked about earlier, that's definitely something that works in this situation. That's part of the mental work, and it can help you to bring yourself into focus the good that you desire in your life. If you are thinking that the circumstances of your life are not working, that they're all bad, that they're all lousy, stop and reconsider. Stop and think again. If you change the way you think about things, the things you look at change. And always remember that you're not going to see the world as it is. You're only seeing the world as you are. So it's really important to recognize, and there's that word again, recognize. Recognize that it is not your life that is not working. It is your attitude that is not working. It is how you look at things that is not working. In that recognition, you can catch yourself and correct how you're looking at things, correct how you view the world and what it is that you view as going on. And once again, I'll repeat that from just a minute ago. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It is all about perception. Your perception is your reality. If you perceive the negative, that is your reality. But if you perceive the positive, that is your reality. And know in every moment that everything that happens around you at its heart is compassionate and good. There is good in everything that happens around us. There is always some good somewhere. I love to use the example of the media gives us this non-stop negativity. It's just over and over and over again. Do we need to hear any more stories about Paris Hilton going to jail, getting out of jail, going back to jail? Who cares? at any given moment on this planet, literally millions and millions and millions of beautiful things are happening between people in relationship, not relationship as in spouse, but relationship at work, relationships on the street, relationships between passersby, between total strangers. There are beautiful things happening among people all the time, all day, every day, and we hear nothing about it. If we could put our attention more into that positive realm and know that there is good happening all the time, and even in the negativity that the news media gives us, there is positive to be had. Sometimes we have to look deeply for it because they so bombard us and pound us with the negative aspect of every single story. But if you look, it is there. If you look closely, you can find it. So can you believe that the universe intends for you to expand into ever greater expressions of yourself? That's the big question. Can you believe that? That God absolutely wants you to be an expansive being, to grow ever more prosperous, ever more abundant in every area of your life. We are not designed for needless limitation. And trust me when I tell you that any limitation is needless limitation, and every limitation is a self-imposed limitation, because the truth of your existence is that you are a limitless being. You live in a limitless universe, and as Jesus Christ said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And I said last week, note the to me, the operative word in that statement is give, that it is a gift, and it is the pleasure of God, it is the pleasure of the universe to give that to you. The problem we run into is in the receiving. And that is where those are the blockages we talked about earlier. Those are the things that get in our way. Those are the things that I work with so closely with my clients to get those things out of the way, whether it be in a business relationship, in a personal relationship, in starting a business, whatever it is. If you get those blockages out of the way, then you can be in that divine flow. Because we are truly created for an eternal unfoldment into ever greater dimensions of experiencing and expressing into life. Everything we do is about expressing ourselves into the divine moment, into the existence of life. It is all about your relationship to everyone and everything. And how do you express? Do you express as an individuation of God, or do you express negatively? Do you express as someone who believes that it is all good? As Einstein said, you can walk around believing that nothing is a miracle, or you can believe that everything is a miracle. I choose to believe that it is all a miracle, and that miracles continue to happen every waking moment of every single day. And I know that true growth begins when we can attune ourselves to that higher being and decide to make ourselves available to that greater expression of life. And as we make ourselves available, the law of attraction just kind of draws us into it, and we become a part of the divine flow. So, many believe that we're here as an accident of nature, or that God put us here to struggle and just get by, and that suffering is a way we learn our lessons to be better people. That suffering is a way we learn our lessons to be better people. Are you kidding me? The suffering part is what really, that's one of the great delusions of mankind, that we need to suffer to be good, because that's not why we're here. It's obvious, it's biblical, that we are here to be in joy, that we are here to absolutely make use of all of the blessings of the planet, all the blessings of the universe, every bit of abundance and prosperity that is out there, and that we are to be enjoying the entire experience, that it's not about suffering. Yes, is there pain in the world? Yes, there is pain in the world. There's no denying the pain of losing a family member, of losing a child. There's pain there. The pain is going to come. But the suffering is a choice that we make. That's a victimhood choice that we step into and decide to make. I have a wonderful woman that I deal with who lost a child to suicide years ago. Her pain is real. Her pain is immense. Her pain, I don't know that her pain will ever, ever go away. I can only imagine the pain of a mother losing a child. But this woman has clearly decided that she is not going to suffer. She has decided that the suffering part came and went early on in the entire experience, and that she is now going to live in the joy of life, always having that pain of having lost her child, but carrying on with her existence. She does talks around the causes of her son's death. She does public speaking around that. She is a great networker with people. She is constantly moving forward. She loves to dance. She does things that make her happy and doesn't wallow in the suffering, because truly I believe that suffering is a wallowing kind of thing. It's a choice we make to go there. Talk about default thinking. It's a place we like to be, I think. So I don't believe that there is a struggle. I don't believe we're here just to get by. I don't think life washes over anybody. I'm here to tell you that you are a divine individuation of the One Presence, and that life befalls no one. You are here in a co-creative role with Spirit, and your every thought, your every action, your every single intention has the power to create good in your life. A part and parcel of that, of course, is the energy and the love, and the power is in the emotion and the feeling that you put behind your actions, your thoughts, and your intentions. As you inject them with great feeling, then you have the power to manifest the fondest desires of your life, everything your little heart could possibly want to lead a full, happy, opulent existence can be yours simply by placing that intentionality out there into the universe, and know that the Spirit is constantly conspiring with you for your highest and best, because there is no other place for God to want you to be. God must create to experience God's self, and the creation process is you and part of you. You are God's creation, and you have been endowed by God, the mind, the divine mind, that is the creative cause, that is the beginning cause of all things. So mankind is a co-creator with the divine. Spirit is here to help us, to work with us. Every single intention that we have has the power to create good in our lives. And it is how we put it out there that is most important. Because when we fall into that default thinking, that thinking with the masses, that whole collective group think, that's when we make ourselves into the victims. That's when we actually make the decision to let life victimize us. It's simply a matter of deciding not to be in charge, not to take control, not to create life as the way we wish it. It's a decision-making process, because if you are victimized, you have decided to go there. If you decide the other way, if you decide to have individual thought processes, if you decide to put yourself in the stance of this is for my good and the good of everyone around me, then you absolutely will be in that creative juice, in that creative flow. Our true growth into our limitless potential rests in equally emphasizing two things. First one is manifestation, creating that which we desire, what we want in our lives, creating more of the good and more of the experiences that we deserve and that we want. It's also having an emphasis on transformation. If we seek a balance in these two areas, manifestation and transformation, we'll be on our way to creating the life we desire and to unlimited growth. We've talked before about, I want to be more specific about transformation. Transformation is, again, about the mental work. Transformation is changing the way we look at our environment, our circumstances, our experiences, all of life that is circulating and swirling about us, how we look at all that and make the changes to bring ourselves into the divine flow is what transformation is about. Once again, in Ernest Holmes' words, I think it's one of the great realizations in the history of mankind, that you can change your thinking and change your life. And that is what transformation is about. It is about changing how we perceive our environment by building for ourselves a new toolbox of ways to approach the circumstances in which we live. When we get to that point, when we can do that, then we are transforming our lives. We are transforming our perception. The manifestation part is all about aligning ourselves with the creative power of the universe. The great teacher Jesus said that he had and we have the creative authority in the world of cause, which is a little bit of similar to what I just said a moment ago about the one divine mind being a cause of everything, and that we are here making use of that mind as individuations of that oneness. And we can bring about, Jesus said, we can bring about healings. We can bring about increase, and we can bring about the expansion of our lives simply by making use of the same power that he made use of. And his power came from his knowledge, his complete faith in the fact that he and the Father are one. That there was no place where Jesus began and God ended. That it was all just simply one entity. We've got a caller on the line here. We got Clinton in Wisconsin. Let's take a shot and see if we can get him on the line. Clinton, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
I'm not bad tonight. How are you?
I am magnificent, my friend.
Our group health and I haven't memorized your name yet. What's your name?
It's Ken Ludwig.
Ludwig?
Yes.
I'm Clinton Gallagher. And I wanted to ask you, Ken, earlier this evening, you made a comment asserting that a fact that the neurons, the organic part of the brain, neurologically, can be changed by some kind of external process. And I'm wondering if you could substantiate that fact. I've been looking for that type of documentation.
You know what, Clinton, I'll tell you what, my resource for that stuff is Dr. Joe Dispenza.
I got to write this down. Dr. Joseph
okay.
What?
No, it's Doc, and I'll give you his website. Clinton, we're going to take a break here. Stay on the line because I want to give you this information. I'd like everyone to hear this because this is great information. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps.
Left all right, we're back here. We're back here for our final segment. I'm glad you're listening tonight. This is what we're thinking about, and I'm Ken Ludwig, and we've got Clinton on the line here.
Yeah, hello.
All right, and I was going to give you some information here about how.
Already.
Good for you. This is information. Anybody who's interested in finding out more about what I talked about earlier, I've talked about this before on the show, how we connect or how we change the connections in the neural net in our brain by just rewiring our thought processes and moving into a different thinking pattern. All that information comes from Dr. Joe Dispenza. That's D as in dog, I, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, E, N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, A. And his website is actually just very simply drjoedispenza.com.
Well, that is quite straightforward. Thank you.
Now, and you will find great information there. Joe Dispenza is he's one of the people who appeared in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, which is a great resource for that kind of information. Joe Dispenza also has a brand new book and DVD out on that same topic. It is all good. He is really, truly – I've seen him speak in person – here in Colorado. He's truly an amazing guy, and he's got great information.
Yes, I've been looking for some resources of people who understand neurology in this context of having been subjected to experimental mind and behavior control programs, not very dissimilar than what you're speaking about tonight, Ken, but the adverse effects that they do have on the human psyche and the spirit, nevertheless.
Right. Well, go check out Joe Dispenza's stuff. I appreciate your call, Clinton.
You have
a great night. So I want to finish up here with a couple of things real quick because we're going to run out of time. Of course, you all know that I do a speech on using the law of attraction to attract business into your business practice or if you're a commissioned salesperson into your entire business opportunity, whatever you're working on. I will speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, or your professional association. Just email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and I would be very interested in speaking to your group about how to use the law of attraction in a business sense and to grow your business and to grow your clientele. If anybody out there is interested in having a complimentary coaching session with me, either for your business or your personal life, please send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. So appreciate your listening tonight. Have a magnificent weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
But we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
A message for all.